morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Oh, we are in hour two on this fine morning. Thank you for sticking with us. I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use today and every single day. Want to encourage you to give us a call, 503-589-1220. Be a part of the morning show conversation. We're doing all kinds of updates, things going on. There's a lot happening right now, and I want to say hello to Terry Saul, who's joined us for hour two, and Josh Michael now is in the studio too.
Hello.
And we're going to have a fun morning talking about all the resources. Terry, talk to us a little bit about the traffic.
Yeah, before we get to that, I like your intro there with Dan Sheets. Good mm-hmm. morning on this fine morning. Has he looked outside? Let's call Dan Sheets. Let's wake him up and tell him, go look outside before you start doing that.
I know. It's aloud. Keeping it on the positive note.
Hey,
much
we want
as
to let
can.
Folks know that some of the drivers, this is down south in the Ashland area, which is really bizarre because I was supposed to head to California this Friday, and that's not going to happen. I had a gig Saturday night down in the San Francisco Bay Area, and we're not going to do it because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But in Ashland, drivers apparently are abandoning their vehicle on Interstate 5.
Oh, whoa.
Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that. You know, years ago, I lived in Colorado, and we had a really bad snowstorm there, and people just stopped their car in the middle of the street and get out and just leave the car there. For days, it would be sitting there.
Bizarre.
Yeah, and they're telling folks, they're saying, if you're going to abandon your vehicle, at least pull over. Stop in the fast lane there and just get out of your car. First of all, it's very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
And if somebody comes up behind you with the visibility the way it is,
yes.
they're going to plow into you and possibly cause harm. So they say that they actually Interstate 5 is closed from Ashland right now going up and over the pass there.
Mm-hmm.
So the Oregon State Police says that they don't have any clue when they're going to reopen it, but pull off. Don't park your car in the middle of the road and walk away.
I've seen that in Wyoming during some of the major snowstorms as well. And then pretty soon you see the video footage of the semis, you know, just stacking them all up. And it's not safe. It's not a wise thing to do. So, and we continue to see that Highway 22 is closed up towards Detroit, of course, obviously, because of all the fire danger. Any other, how about the road going? Is there anything on the report going towards the coast on 22? Is Otis and that area, is that closed still?
So far, they haven't given us an update this morning on that yet, so
okay.
I can't see anything. You know, I have a family that lives in Mill City, and unfortunately, my aunt and uncle, who lived there for over 60 years, they both have passed away, but the house is still there until yesterday.
Yesterday, and all that history is gone.
And, of course, when they passed away, they left everything in the house. And there's all this memorabilia that we would love to get our hands on. And the house is gone now.
Now, Josh, you just came in into town and to the studio. Can you give us a road report on what's going on?
Yeah, so the road's pretty clear. I think a lot of people aren't out there driving around and doing stuff. I know that there's probably a lot of things going on. I know different businesses that I've worked with just in the past couple days, their guys aren't coming in today, and they're just giving them the day off, allowing them to stay inside, stay safe. 'Cause just being out there, even though that it seems like the smoke isn't as bad as it was yesterday, it's still not good to be out there and working if you're doing any type of physical labor or anything like that. It's not going to be
It was interesting yesterday as my daughter and I tried to find a place to have breakfast, and we went to Turner because of the cute little cafe there. We saw people, and it felt like night. We saw people trying to build on a outdoor building, and I'm thinking, how are they even doing that? I know it's only like 10 in the morning, but it's like dark, and the street lights are still on, and how can they even see what they're doing? Plus, they have masks on or anything.
Turner was really bad yesterday.
Really tough, really tough.
My mom has a farm out there, and we were trying to get all of our cows and stuff riled up, and they were sounding alarms and different things because it was getting pretty intense. And just being out there doing any type of physical labor and, you know, moving trailers and trying to get these cows riled up, it's exhausting.
Yes.
And you don't realize the effects of it. You think, oh, in the back of my mind is just a little bit of smoke, a little bit of this. But over time, you know, you are getting extra fatigued for it, and it is unhealthy for you. So if you are going to be out there, definitely wear a certified N95 mask or larger.
Got mine right here.
There
you
go.
Let me ask you a question. Was it stressful for the animals?
Oh, yeah.
Could you see that?
They were terrified. Yeah, 100%. The neighbors came over. They had horses as well, and they were kind of asking us, well, you know, what are you going to do? Are we going to take them? We ended up actually getting them out of there. But yeah, they were all herded together, laying on the ground, and usually they're a little bit more vibrant and excited mm-hmm. to see you. But they were definitely terrified.
Yeah. We were at the fairgrounds the night before last, when we gave away the car there,
mm-hmm.
and there were seven people.
Wow.
In the fairgrounds. That was it. Seven people. And you go there now, and there's they're saying over 10,000 now?
Yeah, we drove by, and I took some pictures, and there was a huge effort to take care of people, and you saw people invest in things.
Yep.
I don't know. I knew you were out and about yesterday. What did you experience?
So there's just, I think a lot of people, I did see a lot of traffic yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people I think are trying to get supplies and trying to get ready and figure out, you know, there's a lot of unknowns. So, you know, I know that they were talking about the Metcalfe 911 earlier. That is a pretty good resource to find out, you know, where the evacuations are and kind of progress on this fire and where you're at and whatnot. But, you know, just a lot of we don't know, should we leave
mm-hmm.
and should we go? And if we are going to go, where do we go?
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
You know, the default is the beach. And right now that's not really even the case either. So
right.
I do have some people that are staying that had to stay with me last night who are in the Staten area. So, you know, it's just kind of waiting it out and hopefully this thing kind of can get taken care of.
Now, are you charging them to stay with you? See, my sister's going to come to our house. I'm just trying to figure out a good price for her.
Well, I don't know.
Does she cook? Maybe she can cook some meals. We're going to open up the phone lines, 503-589-1220. I love how Terry keeps it light in the morning, certainly. We're glad to have you part of the conversation. Who are we talking to today? Hello, you're on the air with us. Who's this?
Their turning signals on.
I can hear their car. Hello. You're on the air with us. Good morning. Are you there?
Let me try my radio
voice.
Okay,
you try your radio.
Hello. Talk to me. Well, that didn't work.
Okay. Well, for whatever reason, maybe they're trying to talk and we've lost them, but give us a call.
I'm looking right now at some road cameras, and you can see this, Josh, as well.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like Highway 20 at Santiam Junction is completely blocked off. They've got it shut down. And then if you look a little bit further down, Highway 20, Santiam Pass, there's nothing on the road.
Yeah.
And you can see the smoke in the sky, but it's just so bizarre that it's completely empty. Nothing on the road there. And what I noticed that ODOT has turned off a lot of the cameras going up the canyon. It seems that they're, at first I thought they were not working, and then I checked on it, and they said, no, who turned them off?
Okay.
And I'm not sure why they would do that.
Yeah, that is interesting. Maybe they don't want people, maybe they need their resources somewhere else. We're going to try the caller again. Good morning, you're on the morning show. Who's this that we're talking to? Are you there? we can hear you, but we can't hear you.
Maybe they're reading. They're trying to send us messages through their mind.
And right now, we can actually see you. We know what's going on.
We'll try it again. Hello, are you there? Oh, that's tough when they're trying to call. Like, we can hear that they're in their car, and I'm suspect that we've asked a few people to call in and give us updates. Maybe when they're maybe their phone when they're driving or something, they can't be communicating. Who knows?
I've had experience where people they connect to their phone when they think that they're connected to their Bluetooth, so they're actually not hearing the call.
Okay.
And they don't realize it. So that might be a possibility.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It might be the technology isn't quite catching up with what we think it should be, right?
Yeah.
Good thing we have a techie guy with us this morning. And so if you're listening and you can hear us on the radio and you're listening in your car and you're trying to call back in.
And you're on hold.
You're on hold. Your Bluetooth, we're trying to connect with you. They're going to try again. One more time. Are you there? Oh, here we are.
Can we turn the radio down?
There you are.
Who's this?
Good morning.
Oh, is
Good
this
morning.
Amy?
Hello.
Hello, Amy. Can you hear us? Oh, so it's the Bluetooth thing probably, huh?
Hello.
Hello. Is this Amy? Oh.
We don't want to talk to her.
Good morning. You're on the morning show. Can you hear us now? All right. Well, we'll try again. We'll keep trying to connect.
Amy, if I have to call you, you're in trouble.
we'll try to figure this out here. Are you there? They're trying to figure it out.
She's probably trying to do it on her Bluetooth. Well, I'm looking at traffic going up to the, if you have to go up to the Portland area, 205 is looking pretty good. If you're heading up to the airport, you shouldn't have any problems going in that direction there. It's just normal slowing right now. Once you get through Wilsonville, it kind of eases up a little bit. Here in Salem, the Marion County and Center Street Bridge are both moving pretty much normal for this time of the morning. Traffic appears to be a little bit lighter in that particular area there, which is good news if you're out and about. I think a lot of people are doing what you said, Josh. They're taking the day off. They're staying home and,
yep,
and till this thing kind of eases up a little bit.
Yeah, and it and you know, I think some people are used to staying home, you know, because of the COVID thing, and so they kind of have that down and have some different things that they can do. And fortunately, people are set up to work from home or be able to accommodate that to where everything doesn't completely slow down. It's that's crazy.
Yeah, we're looking right now at I-5 and Kubler, and it's completely orange, the skies.
Well, and I know that schools, a lot of schools were going to start yesterday, those that were going to have some in person, especially in some of these smaller communities where they weren't affected by COVID and their numbers or whatever. And a lot of that now has been on placed on hold and going to wait for obvious reasons. We're going to try again and see if we can find Amy. Hello, are you there with us? Can you hear us now?
If you don't answer us, Amy, I'm not going to vote for you.
she's going to answer. She's trying. She's been texting me, and we're trying to figure this out and what exactly is going on. So
one of the things that and I know you have children, Josh. My children are growing, but I have grandkids now.
Mm-hmm.
And my 4-year-old granddaughter yesterday was supposed to start school. They went down there to her preschool there, and they met the teacher and did a little bit of that. But what do you tell the kids now?
Good morning. Is anyone there?
Yes. Can you hear us?
I got nothing, you guys. If you can hear me, I'm so sorry. I'm trying.
We can hear you.
There you are.
Yes.
I feel like a complete dork.
Oh, it's okay. You're live on the radio. Thank you.
So I won't swear about your Baron or anybody fun, okay?
We've got Terry Soul and Josh with us, and we are so excited to have you in an update. Man, we've been so proud of you, Amy. We know that you're a community-minded person, and you've been involved for many years in our community, and you rolling up our sleeves. Tell us what you did yesterday.
Well, good morning. Nice to see all you guys here. Thank you for having me. Yesterday morning, I rode to the fairgrounds because that's where the emergency management was meeting and locating for a central point location, and I have a truck, so I just rolled up to see who needed to be evacuated and to go do evacuations. And at that point, you know, the roads were closed. They were bringing people down in shuttles, so they didn't have that need. But what the need was at that point, it was still early on, and we had a need of animal pet food and water especially. And then, of course, because the Red Cross was running it, we ended up, trying to follow all the protocols for COVID, which made it really challenging. You know, my go-to, as you probably saw my video, is I want to give everybody a blanket.
Amy, can you hear me? We're going to go to break. Stay on the line, and we're going to go to break. We'll come back to you when we get back, okay?
All right, great.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, and we're in hour two. This is the first time the morning show has gone to the second hour. So thankful for our community.
Do you get paid overtime for the second hour?
Is that what the deal is? Well, maybe it's still
a
negotiation.
Well, you'll do anything to make an extra car payment, won't you?
Actually, my cars are paid off.
There
so it's all about maybe I can donate it, and like so many people are doing. And Amy, you're still on the air with us, right? Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, yay. You were sharing with us that yesterday you just knew you needed to do something, and you thought maybe what I could do is donate blankets, but you found out quickly that's not what was needed. And talk to us a little bit more of what that turned into yesterday for you.
Sure. So, like I said, I originally went to do evacuations
mm-hmm.
Because I have a truck, but with the roads being closed and buses were coming down from churches trying to evacuate people. And, of course, they were flooding in by the droves with nowhere to go to the emergency, you know, central location there. You know, I just jumped in and said, here I am as a volunteer, two extra hands. What do you need? And we ended up a lot of water, unloading water. I put out a call on my Facebook to my friends and family, and people really showed up. They showed up with but food and water, and restaurants had to individually wrap their food. Gambrettis, of course, always stepped up, and she jumped in and brought everything from chips and salads and everything individually wrapped and sandwiches. And I walked the parking lot to these people who are in their cars devastated, not knowing where to go and what to do. And we just fed them and hugged them and, you know, just provided a really great support system. And that's what was needed all day yesterday.
And
people showed up, and I'm so proud of my community. I can't tell you.
What can they do today, Amy?
You know, I'm on my way there. I was there till over past 11 last night, and so I am not actually there yet. I'm on my way. But as of last night, they had everything they needed, and they were trying to coordinate meals. I think part of the thing is it's unknown. They're trying to find shelters for all of these families. But remember, these are a lot of agricultural families. They have, you know, these cars had ducks and chickens and bunnies. I mean, they stayed in their cars overnight with their animals.
Right.
Because we don't have shelters for those
right.
people.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a really different scenario right now. And we're hoping it's temporary. I mean, we're really trying to find places for people to go until we can find out what the situation is, because until we get the fire under control and know what the limitations are, there's no way to know what the actual need is. But I can tell you they're stocked up on everything you would think they need, toiletries, all of that.
Okay.
We're asking for clothing donations, and those can be taken over to United Way. They don't want the clothes at the emergency facilities, because United Way is going to clean them all for COVID and make sure that they're all cleaned through garden services.
Okay, very good. So, very good. And keep giving us updates throughout the day. I'll share them up on our Facebook page as you're out and about. Will you do that for us? Thank you, Amy, for being a part
Everybody
of our community. Yep, we appreciate you so
you
much.
Bet.
Have a wonderful day and stay safe, all right?
Bye-bye.
We have another caller on the line. Good morning. You're on the morning show with me. Who is this?
Well, I think it's Diana from Huntington.
Yay, Diana. Thank
Hello,
you.
Diana.
Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Talk to us a little bit about how your day evolved yesterday.
Well, first, good morning to you, Terry, Josh. Glad you guys are in the studio this morning, bringing everybody the much-needed update curiosity news that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, down here at Honky Tonks today, we have groups that are meeting about 10, between 10 and 11. We are hitting the roads again today. Yesterday, we took a bunch of sack meals that we made here, sandwiches, chips, apples, cookies, and took them to State and Fire Department and Sublimity Fire Department. Then we had Lyons Fire Department call us saying that they were desperately needing food. Also, the National Guard called us yesterday saying that they could use sack lunches for their people. So we're doing it all over again today. We had donations of hay that we took down to the fairgrounds. So we're here. We're here for the community today, and anything that people need, we have trucks to help move people out of their houses or get their livestock out. We're keeping in touch with where we can send people to, what places are getting filled, what places are not taking people anymore. So any information that we could get right now, and your radio show today is very helpful so that we know where we're heading today. But we're just trying to do our part for the community.
I love it. And I love that you're on boots on the ground and you've got help, plenty of help. People could donate money to help purchase this food. If they want to stop by and bring that to the Honky Tonk, you're able to do more, even more so into the next few days. Is that right?
Yeah, we absolutely. Yesterday, people started just coming in and dropping off. Again, everybody wants to help, and we don't need a ton of people out there on the roads doing what we're doing, but we're coordinating and we're just getting some stuff done. And so we've had people show up here and drop off food, water, pet foods, money. And believe it or not, it's really a great thing to see our community, after everything that's been going on, stop, what's happening and come together to support each other. What a sad day these have been.
Yes, it has, and we're certainly keeping you all in our prayers, and we certainly, as you do updates on Facebook too, Diana, from Honky Tonks and you going out, please send to the front lines our love and our prayers, and we'll continue to share on our Facebook page as you're out and about, as you share with your Facebook page what's happening. So thank you so much. Thank you, Diana. You have a blessed day. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, here in the studio, going into hour two, keeping you updating on what's going on in our community. We have so many people rolling up their sleeves and adding value to our community. And, of course, the evacuation list is growing, and these communities are closed down. They have nowhere to go for the most part. But guess what? There are places to go. Churches are opening up, the Volcano Stadium, the fairgrounds, and we have, when we come back from this break, we're going to touch base with someone who's down at the fairgrounds, my friend Karen. She's going to call in and tell us what's happening. Thank you so much, Diana, again. You have a blessed day.
You too, guys. Thank you so much.
Bye, Diana. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Isn't it encouraging, Terry and Josh, to hear what people are doing?
You know, it really is. I mean, with all the garbage that's been going on in Portland for the last 100 and some odd nights, it's nice to see that everybody's coming together to help on this. And I got a buddy of mine that's got a lot of acreage, and he says, you know what? Bring your animals down here, bring your RVs down here, whatever, and we'll make it happen.
Well, we're going to continue to share those as people have leads and say, I have a field, I have this. We'll share it on our Facebook page and do our part, what we can do. Thank you for tuning in this morning and listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this break. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. 8:35 in the morning. We're an hour to give an update what's going on in the community. So much devastation. Glad that you're tuning in. We're networking, trying to get resources where they need to go, and keeping us all in the loop. Josh, you were just looking at the map, and you saw there that several communities have just been devastated. What do you tell our listeners what you're viewing on your computer there?
Yeah, so it looks like I'm looking at the interactive web map, and you know, Lyons is pretty devastated over there. Gates is completely emerged. Mill City. Kind of all that area out there, you know, going all the way through Detroit and just kind of in the surrounding areas there. It's just really interesting. Looks like the fire is spreading more north, northwest over there. And it looks like it hasn't accelerated as much as it did yesterday and the day before. So,
and some of that could be, Terry, you'd given us a weather report earlier on, and that the hot conditions that we thought we were going to have because of the cloud cover actually were about 15 degrees cooler.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah. They're telling us about 85 degrees today should be the high.
Should be easier if we can get into that fighting fire mode. I know that when it's so dangerous and the winds and the shifting, that it's harder to fight fire. But now the National Guard has been called up, and I know that there are communities like Marion County, my hat's off to our commissioners and our Marion County first responders and what they're doing. We've got someone on the line. I think they're going to give us a report of what's going on. Good morning to you. Welcome to the conversation. Thank you for calling in. Is this Karen?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. If you want to turn down your radio, then we can talk. There you go. Perfect. Give us an update of what's going on with you, Karen. You and I shared some text messaging back and forth, and you have a camping spot and an RV. What is the report that you found out about that?
Well, I've been talking to people, of course, and we assume that Taylor Park is probably gone. There's a lot of tall trees there that would have caught. So I don't know, of course, but I did drive down to the fairgrounds this morning, and I I spoke to a man in front of the armory, and he said they were pretty much asleep in there, the displaced people who didn't want me to go in, and they wouldn't accept the donations that I brought this morning, but that's okay. He sent me to Dallas, and I'm on my way to Dallas now with toys and clothes and some food, some fresh fruit and granola bars, Cliff Bars for breakfast. So I don't know what, there's a restaurant he's sending me to in Dallas. And then he said I could come back to the fairgrounds and go inside and love on people. And I hope to find a single woman that maybe has one child or maybe a pregnant young woman that could stay at my home. I'd love to provide a home for someone for a period of time. So I'm hoping to find that today. So that's all I know.
Well, I appreciate that. We appreciate your feedback and your on the ground report.
Which restaurant in Dallas is it? So people know that are in the area.
Prest. It's right on the corner by the courthouse. Prest. Prest. I don't know. Prest something.
Okay.
He said they're taking donations at the fairgrounds. They can't take donations unless it's brand new clothes. So, and I have a bunch of my daughter's t-shirts and some jeans and things to give away. So
yes.
And yeah.
Well, we have found out earlier from an earlier caller that United Way is taking clothing here in town, and then they'll launder it and then get it ready as well. So there is a need for it. So between Dallas and here in town at United Way, certainly appreciate you calling in and letting us know, Karen, and loving on people. That's what you're good at.
I'm going to go do that. And when I'm done in Dallas, I'm going to, unless there's so much, unless I need to give lots of love in Dallas, I'll go down to the fairgrounds and love on people. Apparently, there's a lot of older people there. So that'll, you know, they need just someone to come alongside them and, you know.
Give them encouragement.
Encouragement.
Yes. Well, thank you, Karen. So. You're so good at that. Will you, too, stay in touch with me throughout the day and let me know how things are going on, and we'll pass that along to folks as you hear resources. Thank you. You have a blessed day.
Sure. You too. Bye,
thank
honey.
You. Thank you so much. And so we continue to get reports from you out on the ground, out in the community, of what's going on in real time, going to hour two. This is new, Terry, breaking new ground, Josh, here is hour two, and just kind of in a sense, just in the moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm noticing is that looking at all the different cameras around our area here, traffic is really light this morning.
Mm-hmm.
There's just not a lot of bottleneck that there usually is this time of the morning.
Well, and I'm guessing that people are going to plan B as far as air quality, or saying, you know, stay home, stay safe. And even those that commute in and out, you know, there's not a lot of that going on, I'm guessing.
One of the things that I brought up a few minutes ago, we didn't get a chance to talk about, is what do we tell the children? Mm. What do we tell the small kids that right now, I've got a 4-year-old granddaughter that she's going, what's going on? Mm. Why are the skies like this and stuff? What do we tell the kids?
Yeah, and maybe you can help us out as a dad, Josh. You got some little ones. What would you say? What do you say?
Yeah, so we're, you know, there's been a lot of new grounds with what we talk about with our kids, you know, talking about the COVID thing. And, you know, I have my opinions on the mask mandate and the things surrounding that, and by them asking to have a 5-year-old wear that and stuff, and having to explain that, and it's just really interesting. But you know, as far as the fire and stuff goes, you know, one of my sons, he's not old enough to talk yet, so
right.
But the other one, he knows what it is. I mean, it's one of those things that you just, you know, they're part of this earth too, and as much as we try to coddle them, it's important to just tell them the truth and give them opportunities to be, you know, and grow as people and understand that, you know, things like this happen.
Let them ask questions.
Absolutely. Let them ask questions and just be honest with them. I mean, I you know, tell them what it is. And, you know, sometimes things like this happen. We all have different circumstances. You know, nothing's guaranteed with you know, our future, and so it's important that the kids are aware of that as well,
right.
So they're able to step up and help out too, and and contribute any way that they can.
We talked during the last commercial break there about something that is probably an ugly subject, but let's talk about looting.
Mm.
Yep.
What happens when you have a like Mill City that's almost wiped out, and yet there might still be a structure or two. And then you got the hockey pucks that say, hey, let's go in there and see what we can get.
Yep. So that is one thing if you guys are planning on, you know, getting away for the week or getting out there to secure your belongings, if you do have time, obviously, and just make sure that things are protected and kind of do the best you can to prevent that, because that's is an unfortunate side of things like that when people see opportunities, you know, if your door's wide open. There are some people that are going to go in there, so it's important to be
aware
of that.
I'm guessing, and I don't know, it'd be interesting if there's anybody that's in tied to Marin County Sheriff or any of the community first responders, but a lot of times, even if people are evacuated, a lot of the first responders stay, and they kind of who's coming in, who's coming out, kind of, but they can't watch every single building, you know,
right.
Certainly.
Correct.
And so the most valuable stuff you take with you, and then from there, you just, again, having it documented, taking videos before you leave.
Yeah,
and
that's a great
idea. Of
course,
these are all things we should be doing now to prepare for an emergency, right? And now we're in emergency and we're thinking, what can we grab, you know, and out the door we go.
One of the important things to grab is your medications.
Mm.
Unlike you, Stacey, you're healthy. I'm not. I have 1,000 pills a day that I take. And, you know, that was the first thing I thought of last night is that if we have to go, the medication's got to go right off the bat.
Right.
Because there was somebody last night at the fairgrounds that left and she says, I need my medications. I forgot to grab them.
Oh.
And they won't let her back into the canyon to go get them. So make sure that you, if you have medications that you need, take them with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good point. I didn't even think about that. And making sure that you're drinking lots of water. And what we can do is we can ramp up the prayers. We can get involved. We can give. If we can give financially, if we have clothes, bags of clothes, maybe we cleaned because of COVID. We've been home and we cleaned out our closet and we have these clothes, donate them to United Way because there's families that don't, all they have was what's on their back.
Yep. And another thing, in case you guys missed it last time, I thought that was a great idea that the caller had about running your fan inside of your central heating and air conditioning system.
Keeping it on.
Auto. You don't have to have it heat or cool, but just have it on and it's going to use that filtration. And if you are going to be going and getting a new filter, they have different levels. Mm-hmm. So you can get a higher density filter. And so there's a good, better, best. Get the best filter, and that is actually going to help with filtering out some of the smoke in your house.
Well, and I know for me, I shared the very first hour that I've been awoken in the night with a fire in the garage next to our house. And so when I smell this smell that we can even smell it, I can in the studio. And it just is triggering me in a sense. It's like, oh, there's a fire. Is it in the building? You know, kind of sense. There's a lot of trauma surrounding all of this. And there's a lot of people. I love what Karen said. She's going to go love on people and be with people because there is trauma related to fire and losing your home and losing your business and things like that. And so we need to ramp up the kindness and the care and compassion, and people are stepping up. I love it.
Absolutely.
I'm looking right now at I-5 and milepost 258. Josh, you can see this. Stacey, unfortunately, you can't right now. And this was taken just a couple of moments ago, and it looks like you can't even see 50 feet in front of you.
Yeah. Mm.
Because the smoke is that thick. So it looks like it doesn't appear to be easing up. It seems to be getting worse now.
Well, and the thing is to remind you, for safety, too, if you have to go anywhere, and I know it's the daytime, but please turn your lights on. Got to turn your lights on.
Yep.
It's just like a dense fog, in a sense. So you've got to have an awareness if there's somewhere you need to go. And if you have compromised health, lungs, breathing issues, things like that, if you need help and assistance in getting groceries, things brought to your home, you know, certainly people are willing to
Instacart.
Help with
that. Instacart. Mm-hmm. There's an app program you can get on your phone called Instacart, and you can actually shop with all your local grocery stores and everything else and get that delivered to you within 2 hour windows.
Fantastic. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Terry Soule and Josh Michael in the studio with me as we, in real time, give you up-to-date information on what's happening in our community. You're welcome to give us a call, 503-589-1220. We'll get to your call after this break. Good morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. It's 8:50 in the morning. We're an hour two giving updates on what's going on. We've got someone else on the line. We're going to bring them in. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in this morning. You're joining the conversation. What kind of update can you give us about the fires? Who is this?
Is this me?
Yeah, you're live. Hello. Who are you?
Hi. Well, I live in the Willamette Valley. My name's Cynthia. And I don't usually listen to this show in the morning. I listen to Jeff in the morning.
Okay.
But I wanted to call in because this is completely off the subject. But I tuned in on Saturday morning a couple weeks ago, and Terry Saul was interviewing a detective that caught the East Bay rapist, the Night Stalker.
Mm-hmm.
He used to call him the original Night Stalker. My partner died about almost 3 years ago, but when he was in junior high, that was his best friend. That was the 13-year-old girl. And in the 90s, there was a newspaper reporter that was interviewing before they caught the guy. And I just wanted to tell Terry Saul this, that my heart, I just went, oh, my God, I needed to hear this morning, that they caught that man, because that was my partner. That was, he was best friends with that girl. And in the 90s, he got her to not be scared enough to talk to a reporter. They made it be anonymous because they knew the guy was still out there and didn't know, because he threatened to kill her whole family and stuff. And so she was very frightened, but my partner helped her get interviewed to get that story out. And I was so glad to hear that on the radio, that they caught that guy. That was an interesting interview, and it just kind of broke my heart. But the other thing, this is about the fires. Isn't it kind of funny that when everybody needs a place to go, with all this COVID stuff and the governor and the politics, now who's open to help everyone? The churches.
Mm.
Yep.
Good point,
Isn't that
Cynthia.
Kind of funny?
Yeah, it is interesting. Thank you so much for the insight and input on the Terry Social. Terry has some incredible guests. And
can I butt in here for just a second?
Yeah, go for it, Terry.
Hey, I just want to let you know that they sentenced that guy too. You know, they sentenced it last week, and he's going to spend the rest of his life behind bars.
Yes,
he's not going anywhere.
He hurt so many people, but you know what? I got up in the morning, and I never ever have that radio show on, and all of a sudden it's talking about that, and I go, Timmy's up in heaven, going, yeah, got him.
Well, you need to listen to this radio station more often.
Yeah, it's increasing.
I listen to Jeff's show when I'm up, or I listen to it at night. And then sometimes I listen to your show, but I don't want to use up any more phone time because people want to talk about fire.
Thank you so much, Cynthia, for your input, and thank you for listening. And you stay safe, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
I keep praying. I'll keep praying.
Yep, that's what we need to do. Ramp up the prayers. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and with the few moments we have left, Terry, talk to us a little bit.
You know, one of the things that I discovered is my next-door neighbor is in her 90s,
mm-hmm.
And she's got several medical issues, and one of them is she's a bit hard of hearing. Matter of fact, the sign on her door says, please bang hard because I can't hear you. And, of course, the first thing I did yesterday when I got home was go over there, and I'm banging and banging and banging and banging. And finally, I thought, all right, I'm going to go get the key and go in there. But she finally opened the door, and I just make sure that she was okay.
Right.
And, unfortunately, she had no clue what was going on.
Mm.
She doesn't turn on the TV or the radio during the day. But she was okay. So that's something that we might want to have folks do, to check on your neighbors, check on your friends and your neighbors, especially if they're elderly or if they have any kind of a disability or something, that you need to get in there and help them out, because that's important. It's important for them.
And in this time, it's kind of like what Cynthia talked about. We've kind of been so isolated and been told to stay away from everybody and be disconnected. Isn't it interesting how connected we are getting, reconnected, and we're helping one another, and we're like, oh, yeah, so there's a threat of COVID. This is more of a threat.
Correct.
And we need to save lives immediately.
Yep.
Yep. What's going on in Portland? Are they still having?
You know, it's been day two now. I've been tracking. There's not been one mention on the main media in the morning, because when I get ready for the show in the morning, I turn on the news, I drink my coffee, you know, I'm looking at stuff and adding to what I'm preparing to talk about or who I'm going to interview in the morning. And they're day two now, no mention of riots.
Really? I have a friend of mine that lives in Denver, and she called me up a couple of days ago, and she says, "What the hell is going on in your state?
Mm.
You got the fires going on, you got the rioting going on." And she says, "I thought Oregon was supposed to be this beautiful area." And I says, It is
a
beautiful area.
And Josh, you know, you talked about a little bit, we haven't really heard much about the start of these fires.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering, you know, will we be able to investigate that?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that should be investigated. You know, now is not really the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely interesting. You know, the governor is talking about how this is an unprecedented scenario and things that we have never seen before. And I forgot the phrase that she used. You know, but how interesting, you know, it brings kind of a whole new light to the word smokescreen.
Yes.
You know, with what's going on in Portland and around the state. So.
Well, for me, I've been calling her lately Too Late Kate, because she has not really condemned the violence up in Portland.
You know, she's in the lobby right now. I would like to talk to you about that.
Okay, I'd like to talk to her.
I bet.
she can be in my hot seat, just like Josh and you are today. So, but yes, where is the National Guard? She wouldn't call them into, and part of what she had said is, well, we want to hold the National Guard. We won't put them in there because we'll need them for the fires. And there have been some fires up previously along the gorge and things like that, and I get that, but it's like, what did she know? Things that make you go,
sure,
you know.
And the reality is she's probably not really the person in charge anyway. So usually her talking points have to go through some type of filtration system, which is why she's always going to be late.
Well, and Too Late Kate is also connected to Governor Newsom and what's his name
they
up
all have
there?
To
and they're all like all three Z's, you know, like triplets, Washington, Oregon, and California, which Washington as well has fires, and Northern California has fires going on right now. And it's very disturbing how many people are upended already in businesses because of COVID, but now multiplied on the fires. And we're excited to continue to stay connected with you and let you know what's going on throughout the day. Be watching our Facebook page. If you're not a friend on our Facebook page, KSLM Radio. We're also working on putting a resource page on our website at kslm.news. On the website, it's got road closures and school closures information that you can access and stay on top of. And I'm guessing what you're looking at, Terry, when you're looking at the cameras is tied to the road closures and things like that. There's actual cameras along the way so you can stay informed. You were on a website, Josh, kind of a geological survey. What's the call letters to that website?
Yeah, so it's gacc.nifc.gov. They give you a full real-time interactive map of where the fires are at all over the country, but essentially this is showing kind of the active interactive map with what's going on out in the Detroit Mill City area with the fire.
Can you believe 2 hours are already up?
Yeah, management just sent me a text. They want you to stay on another 4 more hours.
We could probably do it.
Till tomorrow.
Well, we're doing the best that we can right here at the radio station. If you know of something, a resource, or you have a story to tell, email us, Stacey, Stacey, at kslm.news. You can certainly find us on Facebook. Stay in tune. Thank you for listening today. And remember, no matter what you're facing, over, under, around, or through, we are overcomers. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll do this again under better circumstances. How's that?
You got it.
Sounds
great.
All right.
Have a great day, friends. Thanks for tuning in.